You're listening to The Pulse on University Radio Nottingham.
Our first story is a local story concerning university lecturers and university staff calling off the strikes for the moment. And Jake's going to introduce that.
So this is following the news that last week UCU called off their planned strike action due to a calm period or an appeasement period whilst renegotiations take place again. And I believe this is a two-week respite.
Yes, so obviously this academic year's had a lot of strikes for all of us students. They've sort of been called off, I think it was said, essentially, so like Jake said there, so they can renegotiate and try and come up with a more constructive deal. Obviously, the strikes have been very prevalent. It was going to be up to 18 days, and they have actually split, obviously, both the student population and the staff as well. This was an article in the Tab as well reporting that between different members of staff, obviously, there's not a consensus. Some members of staff have said that, you know, last year's strikes focused on defending pensions because I think they were going to be cut by 30%. Some lecturers are saying, you know, these strikes are for the students in that, obviously, as a result of lecturers having better pay, having better working conditions, the quality of teaching is going to be better. Obviously, other people would disagree with that and say, you know, in while that might impact students in the long term, in the short term, you know, students in the third, fourth year doing dissertations, students in the first year, you know, it is not particularly beneficial. So my question to you, Laura, would be, we've kind of covered this on The Pulse before, but just saying, do you think that these strikes are effective? Do you welcome this sort of respite? And yeah, do you think that the lecturer is going to get what they want out of it?
I think, as we sort of previously discussed, there's a difficult balance between effective strike action and majorly disrupting students, and I think this respite is hopefully good. The sort of two-week time crunch should hopefully mean that resolutions are drawn quite quickly, and I hope this will sort of mark the end of the strikes. Optimistic given how long they've been going on for, but hopefully we'll see some progress.
Yeah, so, Jake, I guess kind of touched on it, but do you agree with the argument that these strikes are intended to benefit students, or do you think that students are almost being used as collateral in this debate? Yeah,
I think it's quite hard to avoid a situation where students aren't being used as collateral, because ultimately, you know, I had an academic say to me the other day, we aim to impact students with this so that senior management listen to us, essentially. So I think that students are being impacted. However, I'm sure the UCU would argue that their aim, better staffing conditions are better learning conditions is a slogan that's used around the picket line quite a lot, and it. I can't help but feel that it's true. You know, the aim with this is to ensure that our staff and our lecturers, the people who are there to support us, are fairly paid and have secure pensions, and that their contracts in this university are secure. So I think that, ultimately it is there to benefit students. But at the same time, you can't help but feel that certainly some students, if not all, are collateral damage in this action.
Yeah, I guess there's, I don't know, it depends what you read, but there's almost a slightly patronising tone to it, in a sense, where it said, you know, don't take your anger up with lecturers, take it up with the senior management.
Yeah.
And, you know, but that's almost putting the effectiveness on the strike down to the amount of students who complain to senior management, which obviously we've got to the position where that's perhaps, you know, the only viable option. Obviously, it's a sort of option of last resort, but at the same time, that's putting even more onus on the students to.
Yeah, I think it would be really interesting to. So obviously, if I don't know if this is the same for you, but when I've been contacted by teachers, by lecturers, it'll be, I'm just to let you know, a lecture tomorrow, a workshop or seminar tomorrow has been cancelled because I am taking part in the UCU strike action. For further details, see here. And often it's a PowerPoint or PDF document that's linked. And then oftentimes there's a QR code on there that you can scan, which says email your vice chancellor. And I'd be really, really interested to see within, obviously, this planned 18 days. I'm not quite sure. I can't do the maths off the top of my head, but how many... Within this planned strike action that's taken place so far, how many emails have senior management received from students? How much engagement has there been from students in that kind of action on their part to get in touch with senior management? And whether or not that's led to this renegotiation, or if it's simply they have seen that this is 18 days worth of strikes, they've seen the impact already on students' learning, and they've decided to take action. So I'd be quite interested to see that.
You think there is almost quite an interesting dilemma there, because if you're looking at from the sort of lecturer's perspective, if the effectiveness of the strike is essentially judged on how irritated students become, I've noticed from my lecturers who are on strike, some will say, "I'm on strike, apology, I'm not going to be there for the lecture," and then provide sort of sufficient resources that would provide that. But then there's almost other lectures maybe don't include that, and you wonder whether that is to try and I guess rile students up or try and affect the strikes. So
I'd be interested to see what your are you humanities or are you?
I'm history and politics.
So have you had a similar thing that there, Laura, at all in terms of your engagement?
Yeah, so what's been really interesting compared this year to previous years is with the strike action over the spring semester last year, any lecturers that striked because of the benefits of COVID still provided a lecture that they'd recorded in previous years.
Yes, yeah.
Whereas this year, the lecturers that I had refused and said, by doing that, we're still providing teaching, we're still providing work. And it's not effective. I'm striking, therefore there can't be anything on Moodle, there can't be anything to support students' learning. And I think it's such a difficult debate, because I've got a friend who's doing a more practical module this semester where every single lecture counts and every single lecture has an element of effect on how your assessment and progression is impacted. And yet they're striking and not providing resources, which could detrimentally affect students' grades.
Yeah, I guess it's that catch 22. It's a very tough situation to be in. Do you see, obviously, you guys have been at the university for longer than me. Has this sort of strike action, obviously you've heard it's happened in previous years, is this sort of the most intense it's been? Do you see any resolution to it soon, or do you think this is just going to...
I mean, Laura, you're final year, aren't you?
Yes,
You've been here longer than me. I mean, last year, I can only comment on last year, and... this planned action anyway, this 18 days was by far and away much more lengthy than anything we've seen before. However, I will note that we this year haven't had a threat of a marking boycott, which obviously I think is more anxiety inducing for students than strikes. I don't know if you agree, Laura, or have you experienced something different over the COVID years?
Yeah, I do agree. So during my first year at university, strikes didn't happen at all. There was sort of a lull in the strikes, as it were. And then last year there was the threat of the marking boycott, and I had a friend who was in their final year for that and was very anxious about it because she didn't know if she would graduate on time. And I think that was effective. It got lecturers to the table and it enabled a negotiation to be reached. But given we've had strikes this year, clearly that agreement didn't go far enough, and it caused an extreme amount of stress and anxiety for students who were graduating that year.
Yeah, I think also it's important to look at what this actual agreement is. So one of the lecturers that were interviewed around their decision not to strike was essentially saying that the current strike is lumping three distinct issues together in pay, pensions and workload, which is sort of the three big issues that lecturers feel they have. But this particular lecturer said that it confuses everything and keeping them separate would potentially be more effective. So I guess that's the idea, that the sort of motive behind the strike is slightly confused, different people striking for different reasons, which I guess dilutes the message potentially.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, is it? It's not a particularly good situation for any at present. So I think, on the whole, I think a lot of students are sort of feeling, let's hope that these renegotiations go somewhere.
Yeah, and hopefully, although it is three separate issues that they're negotiating on, they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
Pay, pensions, workload, each affect the other. If you'll have a high workload and you're not being paid enough and not getting enough pension for it, then you're going to feel very undervalued. So, yeah, I hope reasonable adjustments and a reasonable plan can be introduced. It might not be possible to introduce equal pay straight away, but certainly within the next few years that should be happening.
Yeah, so on that note, we're going to bring the discussion to a close, and like we said, hopefully we find a decent resolution soon.
We're on campus
and we're online.
We're online.
University
Radio
Nottingham.